Homo Erraticus, Latin for Wandering Man, is the title of the latest release from longtime Jethro Tull frontman Ian Anderson. Written early last year, this new album examines British history from the deep past forward. The listener makes spectacular leaps through time and space across the hour-plus recording, and the story is about the spectacular leaps that humankind itself has taken over the millennia.
This is the story of migration. This is a story that is really about that salutary fact, which we ought to remember, that we're all from somewhere else.
Just breathing high and dry, lands in this cup of flow. The seeds of Albion wind blow free, scattered to the moors, argument beneath the smoggy dew.
It's not just about the physicality of human migration, it's also about the aesthetic. It's also about the migration of ideas, the migration of commerce and trade, the migration of culture, of arts and entertainment. And I allude to these things because it's kind of important to remember that we Brits and you Americans are not terribly good at putting men with boots and guns on the ground and invading other countries. We don't have a great track record as of late, especially.
And now to mold public opinion, sanctify the good and great, lordly over his dominion, brash television seals our fate.
But what we're brilliant at doing, where we are world beaters, is taking over countries left, right and center with our arts and entertainment.
Anderson is quick to point out that he doesn't want to point fingers with the record or make accusations of ethnocentrism. Instead, he'd like the listener to think about how cultural exchanges have come to forge new elements of civilization.
I'm trying to talk about some of the good stuff. You know, I'm not just talking about invaders plundering and taking what they want. You know, generally speaking, most folks who've gone in, and maybe they've had to stamp on a few heads on the way, but generally tend on balance to leave something quite positive behind as a result of their endeavors.
One thing that hasn't changed in the years since Jethro Tull debuted is that Anderson continues to fill his music with a wry sense of humor. Through the decades, Anderson has skewered organized religion, British culture, and even the world of rock and roll itself. Although it's been part of everything he's done, he says he's cautious about not letting the comedy overtake the music.
It's a way of presenting sometimes difficult stuff, you know, big ideas, and sometimes, you know, more worrying ideas. But if you deliver them with a bit of a smile on your face, then people are more open to it. You know, you can seduce people, perhaps, by giving it that veneer of not comedic value, but just a sort of lightness that makes it more accessible and people are more likely to be drawn to it.
Anderson adds that he learned to walk that fine line in part by watching his peers.
Frank Zappa was a case in point, you know, very, very fine musician, great lyricist, great songwriter, great performer. But we never got past the humor with Frank, except in his instrumental-only pieces. He lyrically speaking, he always felt compelled to make a joke of everything. And some of it was very funny, very cutting, very poignant, very observational. But we never got to see, we didn't ever get to see Frank cry. So I'm sort of on guard not to do that myself. I wouldn't want to let humor overwhelm what I do.
Fans of Jethro Tull or Anderson's earlier work will note one or two musical influences that have crept into his compositions in recent years, right beside elements of classic Tull sound.
So we to steal from honest wage, come lie with us, good kith and kin. And dally now, in sweet surrender, drown sorrows and the drainpipe in.
Anderson, who's been performing professionally for over 50 years, says he feels it's important for all musicians to continue evolving, no matter how long they've been playing music.
I would remind them it's a bit like qualifying as a doctor. It may equip you to heal people and fix people up at that given point of time when you qualify. But medical science moves on unless you're prepared to keep reading the latest journals and following the latest developments in drugs and treatment regimes. You are going to be left behind and you won't perhaps be very good at healing people. So it's rather, you know, I think musicians should take the same philosophical view as a doctor.
Ian Anderson's latest release is Homo Erraticus. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.